It's me back again to Bree Knows a Lot About It. Today I'm going to be talking about how I think I can succeed of being a podcaster and a little bit about some tea about a little topic, you know what I mean? All right, so let's get started, Smurf. So I decided to start calling you Smurfs because, like, I thought kiddos wasn't good enough because I know you're not kids. So, Smurfs, it is. So, I think that my podcast will become successful by posting more because if I don't post more, I won't get, like, more viewers and stuff, and talking clearly, because I know I can't talk clearly like that. It's just so hard when I try to talk fast and then I'm talking not clearly, so it's just all over the place everywhere. That's the things I think would make my podcast more successful is posting more and finding out more ideas to do when broadcasting. Because a podcast is when you're talking about something and interesting and stuff. And I hope my stuff is interesting to you guys, if you know. Because I don't want to be talking to nobody. But, yeah. And let's get on to the topic that I think is interesting. So the topic that I think is interesting is about the news thing. So it was this little news that was on regular TV, you know. Wake up in the morning, you look at news, Wendy Williams broadcast, you wake up to broadcast, you know. Different little things. And woke up, I saw this news. And the news lady said she was talking to a person that was in New York. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to listen to this. She's in New York. How she feels and stuff. And the same bus and red car that came by the New Yorker came by the Atlanta downtown person. And I figure out that they were just two parking lots away from each other. When people start to confess about that, they said that it was a whole mistake. And it was one that was similar to this one, just a few months or weeks later. It was this news person, and they was talking about how people is protesting about this certain thing. And somebody was recording how they was setting up the act of the protest. Like, they really wasn't protesting. They was actors acting like they was. When people confessed that also, they said that they was protesting, they were just putting them in the right angle. Which I don't believe that, because we saw them when they came and they gave them protest signs. And it was like, you scoot that way, you hold your sign up. It was like different things that they wanted you to do. And I just don't understand. Like, why would you lie? Why would you do that? You're a news reporter. You have a lot of things. You have a most important career. And y'all are slacking. And especially the New Yorker thing. You could have just said, I'm with another Atlanta person who is two parking lots away from me. And we're just talking. Instead of saying she's a New Yorker, at least have some blinds covered. Both of their windows. I guess they thought the bus and red car was going to turn. Because you saw the red car going the same way. And it was so clearly crazy. And it was just so crazy. I have a lot of news about them. And it's crazy what I just said. But I have a lot of news about news. Wow. That don't even go together. I have a lot of facts about news. That's great. So, one day they was talking about the forecast was going to be 140 degrees. We never get that much because we're not in Las Vegas. So, we never get that hot here. It gets around 70 to 80 degrees. but not the hundreds. Someone took a picture and posted it, and they said they made a mistake and took it down immediately. To me, the man was thinking it was funny because he was like, oh, 104. Like, he was laughing, and like, literally, we was like, really? Really? Like, y'all are just making too many mistakes. Like, wow. And the person who said they was in New York, and the person who said it was 104 degrees, and the person who was setting the app of that play, it still have their job right now. It's like they'll lose their job for the actions, the inconvenience that they did, but they kept it. So, in my opinion, I think that's their job. I think that some of the news that the people say that is true, I think it's not real. Because why would you do that? That is just so crazy. Like, literally, very crazy. Like, why? That is so freaking dumb. Like, news. It's about the truth. It's no acting. It's no setting. You should record them in the act of it. You shouldn't like, oh, we wasn't doing that. We were just doing that. You got caught in a lie. And plenty of people catch the news doing that type of stuff. It's not like they was black really now. It's not like they were just lying because they have footage of the news people doing that. That's just crazy. Very crazy. So that's basically all the news that I had. But let's talk about some things, some podcasting that I love and things that I like. So I love eating turmeric over than chocolate. I like going to edible arrangements and getting that. I love going to edible arrangements and getting their smoothies and their little fruit cups and stuff. Like back then, I wasn't a teacher's pet, but I was like office pet because I always gave the person who worked it in the office everything, like edible arrangements, everything. Like I liked it. Her, she was so nice to me and my mom and grandma. It was like, oh, like, oh. So yeah. I have the question for you guys, and I want y'all to put questions down below because I want to do a Q&A one day answering all of you guys' questions. Have you ever thought that school would never end? Have you ever thought that when spring break come and it was time to go back to school, you did not want to go back? You just want to leave school alone. It's like you always get homework from school. It's like we're going to have a day off from school. We even get Saturday and Sunday homework. And we're like, why are you putting us through this? And they just sit there with a big old smile on their face because they don't have to do none of that. They just go home and plan things and then put the computer up and then go to sleep. You should see my face expression right now. It's very funny. But yes, like literally, that is what they do. We get homework almost every day. Basically every day, unless they forgot. And we never remind them. We're like, oh, wow, we just got homework. We just won't bring it up. We'll think about something else. Somebody probably say something like, shush. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, we don't want homework. And they don't get the memo of it. Like, come on, geez. I'm drinking a drink. That's why I'm pausing. And it's so good. I cannot stop drinking it. So, yeah. That is what I got. And I had some times that like that because I'm like, you had this project and you like, do I want to do all of it? Because I have a choice. And your parents like, you don't have a choice. You want to get them good grades. Like almost every parent say that and you're like, oh yeah, yeah I am. People change their grades from F's to A's, C's to B's, like C's to, like, oh gosh. It's just crazy. it's very, very crazy. You have these people in LifeWorks now. Like, at school, like, every school have a little thing they sell. Sales line, sale, it's just all over the place. You're like, really? I did not know y'all do that. And you're like, oh, yeah, we do. So, that is basically everything that I have today. But I'm going to be broadcasting two times tomorrow since I broadcast two times today. If y'all don't know, time went back today, so we're gonna have shorter nights and longer days. And my opinion is I'm very happy because I really don't like going to sleep for a long period of time. I want to get up and be active, you know what I mean? But you know, the adults is like, oh, why? I want longer nights. And yeah, like the teenagers and kids is like, yay! And it feels like, oh, it's like a before and after. Like, we were kids, it was like this, but when we turned to teen, when we turned to adults, we were like this. When we was teenagers, we was like that. But when we turned to adults, we was like this. When we was adults like this, we would turn, when we turned old, we was like this. It's just like a before and after, it never ends. So, thank you for watching my broadcast, and I enjoy broadcasting, even if people don't even view it. I just love talking and talking and talking. And like I said in the other broadcast, this time I don't save it to my camera roll. I'm actually posting it. So, thank you guys for watching. Bree knows all about it. So, thank you, and come back tomorrow for two broadcasts at 5 and 6 or something, okay? Bye, guys. Mwah.